to be, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, with his love overshadowing us. Lord, there we sweetly rest. We give thee thanks for times like this, where we can be with thee in thy presence, to feel thee, Lord, with us. Lord, we give thee thanks. And we just pray thee now that our souls would absorb what thy word would have for us, Lord, and that we would live thereby, that we would worship thee in spirit and in truth, that we would seek to glorify thy name in all aspects of our lives. Lord, we just ask for thy presence now as we consider thy word, praying this in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. For this evening's reading, let's turn and read together from Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find our precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, and lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gate. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. And that for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. May God bless the reading of his word, and may we kneel before him in prayer upon our knees.
Realizing, O Lord our God, that the beginning of wisdom is fear, and the knowledge of thy truth is within thy words. And so we're thankful this evening that we can open this precious word that has been preserved, and that we can read it and meditate upon it as thou would have us. We pray for your increase in knowledge, that we might understand the Proverbs as the writer writes, and that we might know what your message is for us in this evening hour. So we commit this time into your care and keeping, in faith, believing that you will bless our being together, and that you will give us the counsel that is needful and necessary for our very souls, and that we might understand and know what our life and where our life is to be going. We're mindful of our friends that gather with us, that they too might understand this evening hour the words of truth and life, and that they might hear, as the psalmist has, or the proverb has written, that we would hear, my son, what the Lord has for us to hear. So we pray a blessing upon each soul that has gathered tonight, that they might receive from thee the true blessings from above. We're mindful of the many, Father, that have not gathered with us. There are some that are unable, some that chose not to, some that long for and can't. So we pray, Father, that you'll touch the hearts of each one that would remember thee this evening hour, and that you'll increase their knowledge and understanding as well through the words of truth and life. We're mindful, Heavenly Father, of those that are in foreign lands that are struggling in underground churches where there's people that long to hear the word and for fear of the government have to hide and be unseen, and yet they have a longing and a desire to read and hear your word. And so we pray, Father, that they might be that might be their blessings from thee. We're thankful for the freedoms we have here. We can assemble without fear, without doubt, without danger. And we can come here and gather quietly. And so we thank you for that. And so now, Lord, as we have come before thee this evening, we are also mindful of our many widow sisters and widowers that we come in our midst. We pray for them that they might also be remembered, and the orphans also that we have in our land, that we support in our finances, the orphans that are living in different countries, that we would be with, you would be with them and comfort them, as well as the caregivers that stay with them and are with them at all times. So we pray, Father, that you'll bless their efforts, be with the children that don't know thee as their Savior. And so help us, Father, in this endeavor to spread the gospel message as we would live out our lives wherever we may be. We thank you, Father, for the way of salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank you for his great love for us, and he came, died, and shed his precious blood. And so that draws us closer. We might be reminded of that as we would look forward to a weekend of baptism this weekend, that you would be with all that would gather for that. And for the young soul that will be baptized, we pray for her that you'll comfort and encourage her in her walk with thee. And so, Father, there's much that we could ask of thee. Thou knowest the wants and the needs of each and every one of us. So we pray you'll bless accordingly. We pray, again ask for the utterance to our brother as he opened up this word, and that he might, with the lips of clay, bring forth thy message. We pray and ask these favors and thank thee for all things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
God has created everything that we see, and to most things that he has created, he has not given unto them a free will, the ability to do whatever they would desire to do. But to mankind, he did. To mankind, he did give to us a free will to make choices in our lives, to do that which he commands us in his word, or to refrain from that, or to not do these things. And so Solomon, guided by the Spirit, brings forth truths, wisdom, and he speaks of those that would be wise, would follow this instruction, would follow this knowledge and gain this understanding, and those that would be fools would not. They would refuse it. They would not partake of it. And so throughout the chapters here in Proverbs and even into Ecclesiastes, there's these truths that are brought out that if you follow the Lord, there will be blessings. And if you choose not to, there's going to be cursings. But the choice is yours. The choice is ours to follow these truths and in this wisdom that is in God's word here. And the choice is ours to simply refuse it. Joshua, as he was guiding the children of Israel, he spake unto them, and he said, "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." Make this choice to serve the Lord. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served which were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell." And then that very familiar phrase is, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so Joshua here is telling the children of Israel, you're going to make a choice. Make a choice. Are you going to follow the gods of this world? Follow the gods that the Egyptians followed in the time before they walked across the Red Sea? Or are they going to turn a new leaf now and serve the living God? And so Solomon here is bringing forth these choices to us this evening. Solomon is bringing forth these proverbs, and he's teaching us, here is wisdom, and here's what fools do. And so he says, the proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, these proverbs, the purpose of them is to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom and justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, and to give to the young man knowledge and discretion. This is the purpose of the Proverbs, that a young man, that a young lady, would grow in the ways of the Lord, that they would receive this wisdom and this instruction and understanding, and that they might grow in this knowledge and discretion. This is the desire of the Word of God in its totality, that we would grow in this knowledge of the Lord, that we would come to know Him and come to have this relationship with Him and come to make choices in our lives that glorify Him. God will not force us to do anything. God gave unto us a free will. And so it's our choice whether we will serve him in fear and reverence and in awe toward him, or whether we will not and do our own thing. A wise man will hear. This is what a wise man will do. He will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels to understand a proverb and the interpretation and the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Wisdom builds upon wisdom. And as we gain more knowledge in the Lord, he blesses us with further knowledge and further wisdom and further understanding. And this wisdom and this understanding will keep us from sin if we desire, if we make that choice to follow in the ways of the Lord, to embrace his word and to apply it to our lives in everything that we do, in our thoughts, in our aspirations, in our attitude, in our desires. words that we say, that it would all be guided by this wisdom that comes from the Word of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. This is the beginning of knowledge, the fear of the Lord. And this is very important. Here, Solomon, as he's writing these Proverbs, he's writing it almost immediately here, that it's the fear of the Lord. It's the fear of the Lord that's the beginning of knowledge. We can grow now in this knowledge of the Lord by having a disposition first that is one of reverence towards God, one toward awe toward our mighty Creator. Having this is the fear of the Lord. Having respect unto God and to who He is. Not simply just living our lives and doing what we will and disregarding God, but thinking of God and of who He is and His desire for us, knowing that He did give us these choices to make in life. We can choose to do evil, and we can choose to do good. And He's watching, and He's seeing what choices we make. The fear of the Lord, it's the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. A fool will say, I don't need that. I've got it handled. I can do this on my own. That's foolish speaking. They despise wisdom and instruction. They don't want to hear it. Don't tell me what to do. That's what a fool is like. My son, hear the instruction of the father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. If a young man and a young lady embrace the good teachings of their parents and follow through with that, that's a blessing to them. That's a blessing to a young person's life. The Bible here says that it's an ornament of grace to your head. It's a beautiful headpiece and chains about thy neck. It's a beautiful display when we embrace and we cherish the instruction and direction from our parents. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. And these next 10 or so verses go forth and show an example of a bad crowd. A bad crowd that wants to do some mischief, and they want to commit some robbery, and they want to get gain for their own selves, and they said, let's get into this together. And the Bible here is saying, don't cast your lot with them. Don't do what they're proposing to do. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Have no part with them. Those that want to do evil, they will fall into destruction. The Bible is very clear about that, and we'll read that further on. Those that do evil will fall into destruction. There's no getting around that. That will happen. And so the Bible, in the wisdom that it's proposing here, is saying, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Have no company with them. Separate yourselves from that bad company. Don't do what they do. Don't be with them. It says, they lay wait for their own blood and lurk privately for their own lives. They will be the ones that ultimately will see destruction, this group of robbers. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Then it speaks here of the folly of forsaking wisdom, here in verse number 20. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she uttereth her word, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorners, and the fools hate knowledge? How long will you do that? Wisdom is crying out, step away from those things. Get out of that miry pit of foolishness, of making bad choices, of being full of self-will. And exercise your free will that you don't have to be a part of them. Exercise your free will that you don't have to be a part of them. Make a choice to step away. And listen to the words of wisdom. They are heard. They are heard here in this place. They are heard here in our homes. Can a scorner really delight in their scorning? How long does that last? How long can a delight last when a scorner just scorns people all the time? Oh, they're no good. Oh, I don't like those people. Look what they did. How long can a scorner have joy in their heart or feel good about themselves? It doesn't last. And so the wisdom is saying, how long will you scorners delight in scornings and fools hate knowledge? How long are you going to resist the word of God? How long will you do that? Until you are utterly destroyed, or until there's an opportunity to receive restoration and to receive the Spirit of God? So wisdom says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. If we listen to God, if we listen to his reproof, if we've been doing wrong and wrong and wrong, and the Bible speaks to us and says, don't do that. That's foolishness. You will be destroyed if you continue in that way. And we embrace that reproof. We say, yes, that's true. Okay, I'm going to now embrace it. The Bible here says that God will pour out his Spirit into us. His Spirit. His Spirit that will guide us, that we will have those, that when the choices come our way, that we will make the good use of the free will that we have and choose that which is good. I will pour out my Spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Wisdom will be given unto us. Wisdom from the Word of God. Wisdom that gives life. Wisdom that gives joy. Wisdom that gives peace. Wisdom that is a lamp unto our feet. Wisdom that takes us through the valleys. Wisdom that helps us to know that when we're at the mountaintop, God gave us that opportunity. God placed us there. And we ought not to be high-minded, but we ought to glorify God. And he will continually give unto us his words and make known unto us his words. He says, but because I have called and ye have refused and stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. God is saying, I've provided for you over and over the opportunity to take in the word of God. And you refused it. You said no. You said, I don't want that. Then it says, the response to that is, I will laugh at your calamity, I will mock when your fear cometh. There will come a time when that destruction will come. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. It will come. We have free choice. We have free will. We can make the choices that we would like to make. But there are consequences for our choices. There are consequences for our choices. Our destruction will come as a whirlwind when we choose to do evil and refuse the wisdom of God, and when distress and anguish comes upon us. Distress and anguish. Two things we don't want for anybody's life. It says, then they will call on me. In their destroyed state, in their distress and anguish, they will call upon me. Says, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge, and they did not choose the fear of the Lord. Free will was given to them. To a young man, to a young lady, free will is given. You can make your choices. But they chose not the fear of the Lord. They chose not to be in awe and in reverence toward an almighty God. To embrace his will for our lives, to make that choice that is good. There are those in the scriptures that the Bible speaks of that did exercise their free will. They exercised their free will and made good choices. One would be the writer here of Proverbs, Solomon himself. When he was asked by God, what is it that you want as you begin your kingship? And he didn't ask, he made a choice not to ask for a long life or the life of his enemies, but he chose to ask for wisdom. That was a choice that he made. He made a good choice, Solomon, when he was asked what is it that he would desire. Ruth is another example of exercising her free will and making a good choice. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said, "You just stay on back here in your land of Edom, Moab, and you stay here with your people, and I'm going to go back to my people in Judea, in Judah." And she said no. Her choice, her free will was that Naomi's people would be her people and that Naomi's God would be her God. That was the desire that she had. She exercised her free will, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing for her life, and then she became part of the lineage of Christ as well. Job is another one that exercised his free will too. His wife told him to curse God and die, and he would not curse God. He would not curse God. He had it very difficult, but he exercised his free will, made a good choice, and did not curse God. Daniel is another one. Daniel was not going to pray to or make a petition to any other god but the God of Israel, his one true God. He made a good choice. He exercised his free will. God didn't force him to do that. No man forced him to do that. He exercised his free will and made his petition as he did aforetime in opening the windows towards Jerusalem and praying toward the God who is the creator of all things. And then in the Gospels we read of a poor widow who had very, very little, and she took all that she had, two mites, and she cast it into the treasury. She didn't have to do that. No one told her to do that. God didn't tell her to do that. No man told her to do that. She exercised her free will. She made a choice. She was going to give all that she had in the treasury, and Jesus noted it and praised her for that. When we make a choice and exercise our free will toward what God would have us to do, it glorifies him. When we do that which is good, it glorifies him. Because God created us to have free will, to make choices, we have evil in this world. Because we can choose to do evil. And because God allowed us to have this free will, we can choose to do evil, and men choose to do evil, and because of that, there is evil in this world. But when we, by God's grace, exercise our free will and make choices that are congruent with the Word, that are dictated by the Word, then God is glorified, and in a great way, because God's creation glorifies Him. It glorifies Him. But when we, of our own free will, choose to do that which is wise and good and according to His Word, it glorifies Him in a broader and a greater sense. Because we made that choice. We chose not to do evil, but we chose to do good. God will not force us to lay down our lives. God will not force us to give. God will not force us to forgive. God will not force us to show mercy. God will not force us to love or to overcome evil with good. That's our choice. We exercise that free will in our lives to do these things that glorify Him. And then when we do, it gives Him great honor and it gives Him great glory. When we do and make that choice to do that which is good and right in His sight. Therefore, those that hate knowledge and would not choose the fear of the Lord, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. We reap what we sow. Every man shall bear his own burden. The Bible teaches these principles and these truths. We will eat the fruit of our own way. Whatever choices we make, our choices have ramifications. There are consequences to the choices that we make, to the free will that we have. We will either be blessed or we will be cursed. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. When we listen to God, when we hearken unto him, we will dwell safely. We will be quiet from the fear of evil. We will be safe in the arms of Jesus. We will be safe upon his breast. When we choose life, when we choose to do his will, we will dwell safely. He's asking us, he's calling out, and he's speaking to us and saying, how long? How long will you turn away from the ways of the Lord? Come and receive life. In Ecclesiastes, there's advice for youth. It says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart and in the sight of thine eyes. Go ahead. Do what you would like to do. You have that choice. Free will is granted unto you. But the rest of the verse says, but know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. There will come a time when God will bring all of our actions into judgment. He wants us to choose life. In Deuteronomy, we read that, I call you to record this day. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that we might live. This is what the Bible is pleading and asking of each and every one of us. You have a choice. The choice is yours. You can do as you will. God won't stop you. But he's saying, I'm setting before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. Choose life. Your life will be so much richer, so much fuller, so full of peace, so full of joy. And then eternity, eternal bliss with God. This is what he's asking of each and every one of us, to make a choice, to exercise our free will, and to follow in his word. May God bless his word upon our hearts. Amen.
Wisest man that ever lived is claimed to be Solomon, and he writes many proverbs. In the one he writes in the third chapter, he says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Part of our choices. And then he says another choice we got. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. That was a big choice. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. With these encouragements that we get from the Proverbs, it gives us a good understanding. If we do, like he said, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So may God bless the words upon our hearts that we've heard this evening, and in the choices that we make, that it might bring honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. Amen.